Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty. If you are considering a move to or within the Blue Water area, please reach out to discuss your housing needs. Call 810-650-6255. Again, that is 810-650-6255. Thank you.
All right, 1380 WPHM on the weekends. It's Behind the Mitten on WPHM at noon on Saturday, 8 a.m. on Sunday with John Gonzalez and Amy Sherman, both of whom join us right now. Gonzo, Amy, good morning.
Good morning.
Ah, gosh, what you got going on the show this week, Gonzo? You were telling me a little bit about it off the air. What's this week's show about?
Well, this weekend, Amy and I spent some time with some pretty cool people, about 170 tourism professionals around the state of Michigan who converge on the Tawas Point State Park and Lighthouse in beautiful Tawas, Michigan, on the lake here on the Sunrise side of everything. And they get together every year, this group of professionals, to renovate or enhance or clean up, you know, a state park, or it's usually a nonprofit. And, yeah, Amy and I actually joined the working crew as well as doing a radio show. We actually rolled up our sleeves and volunteered as well.
Well, that sounds great. Amy, what a great cause, huh?
Oh, it was an incredible day, I have to say. I'm not going to lie, Paul. I'm still feeling it. You worked really hard.
Yeah.
I was literally on a sand dune bluff overlooking Lake Huron out on the spit point of Tawas State Park, rebuilding a boardwalk with Dave Lorenz, who used to work with Pure Michigan, with people from Under the Radar. I had college students with me. I had professors with me. And we all just rolled up our sleeves, and I literally learned how to build a deck with tourism professionals. I had never handled some of those power tools, and I felt kind of like a really terrible worker, but I tried to do my best. And it was an amazing experience to watch how the 170 people who volunteered their time could transform a state park in a matter of hours and refresh it and make it new for everyone to come and enjoy. It was transformative.
Is this an annual undertaking or something new? How did this all come about?
Yeah, they've been doing this for about 14 years now. Patty James, a professor out at Grand Valley State University, kind of helped spearhead this 14 years ago. And since then, they've done, gosh, I don't remember the numbers, Amy. I know we cover it in the show, but, you know, I want to say like 5,000 professionals over that time have really, you know, put all this energy into different, and it's all over the state, from the UP to the Lower Peninsula, East Side, West Side, Detroit, Belle Isle. They have done these projects all over the state to really transform these destinations.
Yeah, Amy, say that again. You had the numbers there?
I believe it's 68 different locations have been affected by the volunteerism of Michigan Cares for Tourism.
Wow. Wow, that really shows some dedication, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think that's what we love the most is that, you know, these are the people who volunteer. They're mostly from the tourism industry. So these are people who are, they're like us. They're people who are telling you where you should go, come visit us, you know, that kind of stuff. But there were also a whole bunch of people who were not related to the tourism industry at all, but who just wanted to give back to the state in a meaningful way. And that was a really cool thing to watch happen.
Yeah, it's one thing to promote tourism and to actually actively, you know, participate in tourism and visit these places, but to actually roll up your shirt sleeves and do the work is pretty cool. How can people connect with that organization? Gonzo, do you know how people can get involved?
Yeah, they have a website, michigancaresfortourism.com, I believe, or .org. But yeah, if you just search for Michigan Cares for Tourism, you'll get all the information. But we really want you to listen to this show because we have, you know, Kelly Walgamott from Pure Michigan is on with us. Patty James from Grand Valley is on with us. And then I know Amy will agree, we love talking to the state park manager, a native of Tawas, who was able to come back and become the manager there at the state park. And he tells an incredible story, and you learn a lot about the area as well.
No, it sounds great. Amy, it sounds like a good time, but one that left you a little sore at the end, huh?
I'm holding my back right now, Paul, but it was all worth worth it. And I hope people will go and enjoy Powys State Park and all the other locations that Michigan Cares for Tourism has affected, because these are beautiful treasures that we have right here in Michigan. And if you haven't been there yet, go dip your toes in Lake Huron and experience some greatness.
Michigan Cares for Tourism on this week's Behind the Mitten at noon on Saturday, 8 a.m. on Sunday. As always, if for some reason people can't tune in to listen to the show on WPHM this weekend, how can they connect with you?
You can follow all of our adventures at amyandgonzo.com.
We will do that. Amy Gonzo, thanks so much. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Paul. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. There you have it. John Gonzalez, Amy Sherman, every weekend Behind the Mitten on WPHM. And for more, you can connect with their podcast page on our podcast page, WPHM.net.